both fly the test. This is followed after that big bold quotation of the Ramban. See, the big, they can't miss it. And he said that even those who are makers of that front of the mitzvahs, yodu bezeh. If you cover the top, it's going to be a problem. Next paragraph. And in Sinai Lemedim, Medina, Shel Ramov, that front of the mitzvahs, lo haveat mono, ave alibad apriva gadam tzorov, shei mitzvahs, smeat fanas pagula, ula chayadam tzorov, shei af milamala. What's the next word? I see magula, right? The Yosef said, I see magula, of course, makes no sense. Has to be a Magula to be matter. Because of a grass. And he's with the Sakra. And the Magura Basra is Machra by Ruba Mutra Bika Cholim. He's in the Sefer Yosha. Okay. So he's supposed to refer back to what we said earlier. That the head of Magula is Mafkia Atmana. As he says, Shalit Ma'avim lo kofit v'chimuma. So therefore, in the last few lines of this column, he says, if the Chusa and the Lamala of Itzadim, who's not having the Gula Lamala, there is no Shalat Be'avira. And therefore, the head of the Chayon and the Shabur is what? Ad Ketzi of the Sulo. Takoponim Eina Megula and the Lamala. So whatever is something covering on top, as long as the majority is covered, is surrounded, it is prohibited. That's what Mr. Bruce is the pasuk. Now comes the most important paragraph of all. The first two paragraphs on the second from the last column up to the left. He says, that's what he said according to Mr. Bruce. Afin Eilam Bechusim Elamal Lahavi Atmano. Yikomakal Oshayach Zerach Vedomer Shadakal Yis Bechusim Shekach Terach Atmanoso. Dohoil. Normally it's covered. He Dafka did not cover. That reflects that his mindset, he's not gonna do chitui. I will be dovish a dark of a ka, let me know it's done. We ain't shum in yin, she machusa lamala with the godin, to go. She tomat rabbit atmo, like a cholam enem the chvim, the shomer mahetel ala chom, and shum tovelas machusa lamala, can she call a fair, but tell him to one of the head of the Torah. Uvazel Oshayach Klaus Varosom Shagila the Daito Deno Kopin Bachibuma. The Gamein Zeb Klaus Shalat Be'avira Shareena to retain Herugelus Bahakim the Mad Aver Zeb. Kevin Shetana Babederach Atmana Bitfanas Enocha Atmana Gedula Gedola Mizu. Uvacholo Fenish Lesser Shakaku Derach Atmanabo. Nachamina Tuba, Bazel, Ehim Yasir, Rakpak. Came back on Yibur Lahalon. So Rabosai comes out, the Chodra, that the crock pot is no good. Why is it no good? Should have been mutter. Because he said before, if it's around on the side and on top it's mutter, but the problem is he went to the logic behind it. Why is it mutter? Because since you didn't cover it, it's normally covered, you have a galadas and not interested in covering it, so it's okay. Yeah, the normal way that you preserve your insulin in this crock pot is exactly so. You do it the way it's done. And therefore, this is considered to be prohibited based upon the Rabbeinu Tam, that we saw that the majority is covered. It's considered to be hatmana. And the whole hefner of Avir Megula Lamal is only if it's a special step which you took to leave a Megula Lamal. That's the lesson of the Poskim. It's the Gala Das that it's Shalom Be'avir and Namakot Be'timuma. When it comes to a crock pot, it's very much Makot Be'timuma. The fact that it's not covered on top is no need to. There's so much heat all around the place. The walls are so hot. People think the chalk so hot and all Shabbos, no need to cover the top. Therefore, he said, "Also, the Shemat Mada." That's his chalk. Everyone agreed with the chalk. No, some say it's mutter again because it's another mikvah. And it might be even in this case, that's really important for Moshe. Well, unless there was touch on the crack pot directly. And then we had other sorts of we mentioned last week about the Vaklish of the National Bowl, which is a questionable svara. The idea of not being pliable. Relation material, also a question. So there are mekilim. So it seems to me those who are mekil, you can't stop them. They have ground to be mekil. But it seems to me that there's a lot of ground to be makil. Not to use it at all. But if you want to use it, you're able to yashiv as a schooler, you pick it up with stones. So it's no longer touching the sides, and it's no longer the normal way of atmana, and it's revealed a bit on top, more than the cover, but the as much as you lift it up, that's how much it's going to be revealed on the side and top. So if it's considered of cause that, there's grounds to be naked.
Who
is the salt? The salt? Not only has the books now, that's actually the next block to be read. It's not the books. The post can save you a miyaka and the stones for permanent use of your crackpot salts. Then it would no longer be books, then you can have a mice, you should move it out. Yes? The author of this article, Rabbi Karp. I'm not sure who he is, but I think it's a common problem. It's a very good presentation, and I wanted to share this one with you. If you want to have more, the author himself, I think it's a Rabbi Kuritz, has quite a lengthy discussion in his own, what he calls, Birur Halacha, about crackpots. It's a beautiful picture. Okay, Rachel Dow, see the picture? You know, remember the urn picture, now we have the crackpot picture. So he had a discussion with Shaila. So simply they call the crackpot. What's the din? He starts talking about the page Reish Nun Hey. And he finishes on Reish Samach Hey. No? The wrong page. Sorry about that. Simon Reish Samach Al. Not so bad. We have seven pages on it. What's the summary? Kod al machaber is really awesome. I'm going to mix it. Kod al ramon, the Mishnah Brura. The only reason why I'm going to mix it is lo avi atmana, but you shall be avira. As he quotes, Ogoli died in the local of the Chinuma. So therefore, in this case, same part of the car. In this case, since it's the normal way of doing it in that fashion, it's the normal way of cooking that fashion, no point of covering it, it's keeping it anyway. He got Easter at Mono. I have a tiny amount of avi between the walls and the pot itself. No, that's considered to be a infinitesimal. That's too small. It's not even considered, quote, avir tzas. I remember we saw the Sharati and avir tzas. It's less than avir tzas. Well, Nikir avir can't be capped out with a little bit more. They must consider to be in the category of Atmana. Put some swimazam and asses, the Oyoshu asses. The Pshat of Kha, or Pshat of Kha, composed of the field based upon the rush. The Moshe Feinstein is not a mago, not completely covered, and etc., etc. This is a summary of his discussion about it. He's a federal lawyer, right? A serious charge, yes?
The rocks are
top of a few things. One, by lifting, by having it held upon rocks, part of the side is revealed. The top part of the sides of the pot. And then extend it from the insulation, by definition. lift of an inch off the floor from the inch above the top. Number two, if you lift up the pot, it's got a contour shape, it's on the summit of a slope, so it's not, it's going to be, there will be avir nika between the inside pot and the outside insulation, because it's shaped like this, it's made to be a perfect fit. I lift it up, so at every given level, it's going to be narrower than it would have been otherwise. So the thing here for those two things, so the answer is not. Yes? Try to keep it level. It's an accident. It's not ever. Yes? That's what Shlomo Zalman writes in that Shulva. If you don't understand, if you don't understand, it makes things worse. You don't understand how that helps at all. That's not considered. And even from Zoria will say, to make a blessing, it won't help. He pointed out Friday. I'm Zoria to the crack one is also anyway, because it's the Tova. Tova Kupa. So that's anyway not going to be a good aid. The kids are, I'm told now, and they have a new thing, and all the yeshivas that people started buying after this tumor came out, it's called a flat slow cooker. General Electric model. It's no commercial, but I have to know that if you want to buy it. It's like a kind of a rectangular bottom piece, and it's a pot that goes on top of it, and you don't have to run on the sides at all.
Is that a little rift on the...
That's nothing. And this has another advantage. You put a bluff on it, tin foil conservative bluff, covering the whole surface, right? You need to do hafza. It's not considered a top, because it's too flat. It goes up a little bit. That's what I recommend. I haven't seen it yet, but I saw people carrying it. After the crackpot truly came out, some people were carrying it on a GE. And what's this? This is the new version of the crackpot. It's used in the yeshivas. Because it's fragile, it's not all the problem. Now, that's really the best thing at all. You have the mile of a crackpot that's in separate pieces. You can wash it separately, you have to put the oven on the whole time. All the miles are there. And you have all the halachic miles. You can take it off, and if you don't worry about the hadlos issue, right? You can cover it, you worry about the rabbana lechanani issue, you can put back into it, you can it's halal miles. So that's what I recommend. If you have a one-piece crackpot, like, oh, I have, so I still continue to use it, because you would explain why it's most of it. If we get one of these things, that'll be even better. Well, I haven't seen what it looks like, but I just saw the box. It looked okay from the box. Okay. Are we finished with the sugar? Spent a lot of time on it, but it's very important.
Sure.
Tough for tin.
Yeah,
that's tough for tin. If it's cement the dial, that'll be considered tough for tin. The Shulchan Aruch talks about that as a potential happen. Not everyone agrees, but it's a potential
happen.
What the Rebbe has no problem with, the Rebbe should be not there anyway, so it's not liable. Of course. Okay, Rabbosai, we're ready now to start this final sugi, if you will, in this series, which is Atlanta Testament Day. We did all the other doctrines except for this one. Let's start with the Gemara. Now the test of the day, the Gemara starts, Maya Sesha Asu Ashi Tveria. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, what they do? They took a pipe of cold water and they put it through the hot water. That's Mana. Talk about it on Friday. Humble and Chachamim B'Shabbos, Kecharam Shumim B'Shabbos, V'Asur and V'Rechitza V'Shtir. If he yomed up Kecharam Shumim B'Yomtiv, Pastor and Rechitza Mutar and Mishtiya. Fine. Says the Gemara Lama Tess of the Days. My Rechitza. He led a Rechitza. It's called Gufo. Al Chama Tshufo B'Shabbos Udi Asurin. Al Chama Tshufo B'Yerb Shabbos Mutar. Vol Tan, Al Chama Tshufo B'Yerb Shabbos Lamoch Aroch Ben what? Ponov, Yodov, Viraglov, Avaloko Gufo. This is the famous Zeres HaBalonim. Who are these Balonim? Who are these people? the unscrupulous bathhouse attendants. What exactly did they do to these people? Let's see, the one I'm never going to know. Let's keep there for a minute. Betchila, the last 10 lines of the Rosh Betchila, he wrote to the Chaman Shimon Be'er Shabbos. Hiskilu ha-balonim la-hochen b'Shabbos, v'yomer me'er Shabbos hukmu. What do these guys do? They were mamash v'shoyim. What do they do? Sounds like mamash cooked up water on Shabbos. Right? Cooked up water, is that possible? So, but everyone was from it all day. Almost everyone.
Are they goyim?
He's got balonim or goyim? No. What happened to this? A balon is a bad time. Not an Hebrew word. It's three left. Any Israelis left here? No, good. Both left. But I think it's still used. Balonim is people who run the public bathhouses over there. Barbershop. Right. That's what we'll see soon. Okay. So they had these balonim with presumably just what if a guy heated the water on Shabbos? What's it in that? Very important, Shiloh. Ravisha, the Shulman, you see the Maram of Chemist. Ravisha lived on the communist rule. They had the bathhouse open on Shabbat. Now it's used, I think, for the mikvah, if I'm mistaken. We got to refer to the mikvah later. He was a mikvah on Shabbat. And he's Mata, Bishop of Kaki, even though the boy was eating the one on Shabbat. It's a whole discussion. He's telling Alice from the Kuk Kobo. You know, a chai. I don't want to see by Rizos. Pretty sure that's where it is. Now, so what's the name? Asu was a Haran, if he was a Zaya. They allowed a sauna, steam bear. But then he wrote to the Haran, I'm from a Zira Nachum. So he said, to go in, come out wet, it says this in the Schwitz. Also, the Zaya was still in Chamei Tveria. But then he wrote to the Chamei Urgo, and Chamei Tveria, what has to? Also, the Chamei Tveria. He killed him as a Tzoni. Rosh, and I'm over the hand, he killed him Chamei Tveria. The Zaya is prohibited. What about Sone? Cold water is permissible before Shigamar. This is what it says. These are Balonim. These Balonim are really. I mean, Machal is Shabbos Mamish. They heat up water on Shabbos. What can you do? Balonim. That's what happened. That's what happened. That Iran is impossible. Page Yud Chesem and Beis, page 36. It can't be. There's Iran. Ten wide line. Big Oma. It's Hilu Balon Elohim Chama B'Shabbos. Lav Davke B'Shabbos. So it's not getting after Dala B'Dala. That should do Yisrael HaShvi'is. Lo nefshu ala shabbosas. Ah, can't be. Ela sheyu nosnim sham eitzin yibarev, son of a kasheta. Ve'eim is barim ha'ocha kol ha-shabbos. Ve'ikol ha-mech ha-shem ha-yichad ha-begecholim, ve'ochi isa li-rishalim ve-hedyo. No. It wasn't, it was an isa shehiyah. That's what it sounds like. Isa shehiyah. Not isa bishop. It didn't actually do bishop. It's a rhyme of not a simple shot, but I guess the next week it's all Rosh Hashanah by the Rises, so we had to get up to this case of the Rabbah.
What is it about
the Jewish Rosh Hashanah? That means the Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, this is what the Rosh Hashanah adds as a note over here. It's a famous Zeres HaMalon. It's a fact of Gemara. What are you telling me? It's also because it was either upon Shabbos, but the Chametz Tveria, the Anshek Tveria. Should we ask him anyway? Ella, part of the other Viraglov. What did that mean? They asked it even what? Come on. They asked it in this case, but he's over these around tomorrow. They asked it even if he's part of the other Viraglov. He's normally with them. Then what if you get to the four Shabbos? You can take him one in the face. We discussed back on that back of that debate. We spoke about how you wash yourself on Shabbos by taking hot water mixed with cold water, and it shouldn't be too hot. And obviously, washing your hands and face with hot water that was heated before Shabbos. Abel was like a problem, a slight problem. When you mix the hot and the cold water, so what's happening? So the cold water is in effect, well, not cooking that well, not going to set up the yellow cooking, otherwise it's going to do it. But it's being heated on Shabbos. We'll discuss that when we get to Shulchan. Amos says, "Beyond the kechadish, you will be on the basura v'ruchitz of atar b'shtia." What? You can't wash your hands and face in yontif. Leimat tzadan stomach be'shamay. Tzadan be'shamay. Omer lo yocham adam chamel l'ragla v'lo kenui l'shtia. U'be'tzila matiri. So what's going on? Please call it be'shamay. Omer ha'ika baruch hanim chananya l'shtate ben kol gufo ha'skina. What is the shtate? What do we call a shower? Not a bath, but a shower. V'haytanu d'tanya l'yishtatet odom kol gufo en b'chamem en b'son adi rameh. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Yudah Omer b'chamem en osu b'son en mutter. Pass like the in-between view of the Gemara, the Divya HaMachriya. So what does Rashi say? Lishtate, shenos na gufo u mishtate, he pours the water over himself, he's taking a bucket, we have now showers, running water. Okay. So now it comes out, what is he doing over here? He's being mishtate how much? Rashi says, Rav Shimon hoi demata lishtate kol gufo u mishabes b'chamit, shulchu me'er shabes. Shimon holds that way. Therefore, only it's also if it's only bishops. Hopefully, that's all shurik. Be beyond the kechavet shulchu, beyond the biyos of rechitza. That feel the basil of lo sharlof and other fellow of the fun of God of Rabba. I will the sheet of Tolgufo, lo. Question of course becomes, why not? Why can't you take a hot shower on yom? What's wrong with it? I mean, when I look at the yom, that was relevant to what was fresh. Why can't take a hot shower on yom? First, there's the question. Out of here. Chasmi says, the Tema, Tosos of Beisil, Maishna Avara de Rechitzim Avara de Zeya, the Sharm of the Raisa. What's wrong? Why can't you do it? Omeri, B'Shem Riva, the Rechitza, Eina Elo Litanu, Vasura Kamalukma, the Osu Pekam of the Ksubis, to the Ein HaShava L'chol Nefesh. Chema Shev Yisham at the time of the Rechitza Yavozeya Shava Yid L'chol Nefesh Nein HaTanik El Lebrius. Yeah, Mark. In those days, I was changed a bit. Fuck it. In those days, bathing, showering was a pleasure. But Zeya, to sit in the Schwitz, which is considered to be for health purposes, by definition is L'chol Nefesh. Why? Because they have short clothes. And whatever is healthy, by definition, it's a chol nefesh. Everyone wants to be healthy. You don't need this to become healthy. Doesn't matter. But the general idea of health is shavu l'chol nefesh. Yes? Oh, very good then. So if it's man hazeh, things can change in both directions. Why did Pnei Yeshua say that health is a significant factor for l'chol nefesh, even though you particular, not everyone necessarily wants to do something? He says, talk to me about smoking. Right? You understand? Smoking. It's smoking, and you don't think it's butter, you know why? Because it's healthy. And even though everybody smokes, everyone wants to be healthy, let's consider shavu l'chol nefesh.
But he said it helps digestion.
A little bit, that's healthy. Gentlemen, that the Surgeon General has already established that it's absolutely unhealthy, it's a disaster. And thank God, the majority of Americans don't smoke. As we read recent statistics, it's down significantly. They're trying to make a comment with the teenagers now. Shem Yirachem. But down to a fairly small minority. It's going down to 20% of them are that. Used to be 50%. It used to be a row. Well, they realize that it's killing people. So it's no longer considered to be healthy in any stretch. So smoking, even if it was put to then, it's also now. If I care, showering, which is also then, the pot should be put in that. Because nowadays, showering is shovel the whole day. Everyone takes showers. Some say you don't do it every day. I don't take a shower every day. So what? It has to be shovel the whole day every single day. The pot is not that way. According to the simple pshat, it should be put in this man as that. From the perspective of what? Of Issa Malafa involved, Issa Malafa of hot water, of heating the water when the cold water comes into the hot water to over your shower, the Pasha should be mutter. Nonetheless, we're not making so fast. We don't, the sukkah is over here, there's a minute that we don't wash at all. We don't wash hot, we don't wash cold. Stop whatever we're not, because there's side problems. Schita and other things, all kinds of things. So therefore we cannot be matter just like this to take a shower. So the person says, the shazat chak, he's very sweaty, maybe it's a plus tyrus, maybe they yontif, whatever, something of this nature, it's got a shame anyway. So then there are person who are able to take a shower. Many of them say they better take a lukewarm shower. Because they say that the fact that the Jairus of Alonin, I skipped a step. The riff seems to hold, no. Yisiyot has nothing to do with Ein HaShavu L'chol Nefesh. I guess the Rif Brothers not considered Ein HaShavu L'chol Nefesh. People take showers all the time. So then why is it prohibited to take a shower on Yom Kippur according to the Gemara? For different reasons. It's all part of the Gzeres HaBalonim. And even the Gzeres HaBalonim is doing things illegally. It's only illegal on Shabbos. And on Yom Kippur it is not illegal. At the Gemara. The Pashtus is that they equated Xer Yontavat, made Xer Yontavat to Shabbos. Interesting. That's the run over here in the same page, page 36. Were they the close to Rift and their Abba Mamegil? It's the last narrow line. Umi Yudaf Kachutz Lemerchatz. Of the Merchat Aser. What do they learn? What's the shot? It's a rice and sputter. That's what they're making when it's looked for the Arab Yantan. So what's wrong? Zeres HaBalonim. But the Poskim say, interesting. Chutz the Merchat of the Merchat Aser. What happens to my own private Merchat? I have my own private, like most people in America, have their own private bathroom, which has a shower and a bathtub. And I don't have to go to any balonim. Would you say that if Zeres HaBalonim applied, even in that case, which is low flow, they don't make any distinctions, or should we say there's no Zeres HaBalonim in our private showers and bathrooms? What would you say? Yes or no? Yes, Zer or no, Zer?
Yes.
Our flow is pastoned. Whether it's yes, Zer or no, Zer. Yeah, what
do you say?
True, but if you go that far to your own private house, I'll tell you, I would have thought maybe you're right. And that's why I'm not one of the reasons I'm not a super big fan of taking showers on Yon. But it's just you and me. That's it. You know, David is Mako, and the others are Mako on the ground that our private showers is no Xeris Merchants. If I find more people who are not, let me know. But, yes. Big problem. How do you go to the mikvah on Shabbos? Shouldn't there be an issue of rechitza? Very serious problem. Very serious. How can you go to the mikvah on Shabbos? Maybe you can't. Nearer to Mecca. Maybe it's cooling off. It's freezing. It's breaking the ice. Well,
He likes it very cold.
They never met Xavier. Okay. Yes, okay. I thought you were not going to be able to do it. And no longer does the Svar of Nirika Maker apply, because no one goes into any body of water because we have this minute not to do it. But in Mishnah Brewery, you're not supposed to go swimming, you're not supposed to dip yourself into the water. Swimming is tomorrow here, but Zera of Chavash and Shayot, that's a point on the bottom of the middle of the day, the river is around the bottom over here. Later on. that even without swimming, it's not to go into water, it's a minhag to go to schit, all kinds of problems. So since this minhag exists, how can you say it's near a kameka? So there was some post that if a woman goes to the mikvah on Shabbos, she should make a bracha. She makes a bracha. I'll have to feel it. Obviously, you can do it. If a woman goes to the mikvah Shabbos, she should make a bracha. Makes a bracha. Allah feel it. Obviously, she's doing it for a lot of reasons. If they do it to make her, well, it could be she goes to the mikvah first, makes a bracha later. When she was in, she had made a bracha yet. But later on, she made a bracha, so she was talking herself. So you can find reasons somehow to be the title of the hukkah. But that's not what I'm going to ask. We'll discuss the official aspect. We then will discuss tomorrow the issue of tevila in a mikvah from the perspective of bishul in Zeres HaMelech. That's a very good question. Now the Marmar Kavos are on that topic. Well, the sign off, it's already kind of teasing you. So we'll postpone this to tomorrow, Mr. Shah. Okay, well, we're still back here in the Gemara on that Lama Tess on the base. Okay. Another important post, which is really not so much our topic, but it's 2 minutes. You can't ignore it completely. Post is discussing the question over here. Ellen can read the Shtia. The first one line of post is not the of the day. It's near the re. Dafka v'shem achanim osam v'tzerach Shtia. Ava v'tzerach v'chitza, ava gav the read the Shtia. Asvi v'shamah. I'm talking about a yantus. You can't eat water for washing, even you could drink it. The less will be told. What does mitoch mean? Mitoch to the tzorach, but the nami what? Shalom the tzorach. The kivega jumps on it. What's he saying? The ram tzorach here, the nimi toch, my efesh, may real no shen and will you. What are you talking about? Not the mitoch. What's the connection? Mitoch means what for all purposes, including bathing purposes. What's the difference between fit for drinking it out. Greasy garage, but Shahosif. Well, man, the less let me talk, let's lay a hoil. Whoa, what's hoil mean? You want hoil? Hoil, the big blue orchid. If guests are going to come, you can serve it to them. But it's okay. Frank, they're up. Can you make it to guests to Gemara? The assault and mystery, fearless, like a mob, Solomon, and Diamond Bays, as toasters over there. They can hold from, again, you can hold from mitoch, even though what? You don't hold from hoel. You can hold from hoel, even though you don't hold from mitoch. They're two completely different shaylas. What's the rabbi talking about? He ends up in tzarach, he and go. No terrors. So I'm going to give you a terrors for a minute, because we're not talking about it right now. That there were tzvei dinim in hoel. They were like baits up, something. Hoel, hakogufa. The Yesh, I'm saying, no! Dino Shabbat, the Romans, the Chamin, Bum Shokman, the Shabbos, the Osir, I feel there must be Panav, Yodav, the Raglo. Baby, come. 2 days. We have more to say, but we can't say it now. So let's stop here. Tomorrow, I'll try to finish up the second of Rechitza as much as we can.